From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, another great hour lined up for you right now with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. We're going to forego because the hour with AWR just isn't, it's just not enough. And so much going on, so much to talk about. I'm really enjoying getting the Ted Cruz emails from those of you who are hating what I said about Ted Cruz and his little whiny tactics at the Republican National Convention on Wednesday. I'm enjoying these emails because it's really easy after you go through everything you say to me. Well, you're going to hear it later. I might even maybe read a couple of them while AWR's here, but we've got so many stories that he wrote about at Breitbart News to talk about relative to our gun rights. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. You can read everything he writes at Breitbart.com. AWR, welcome to the show out there in the Valley of the Sun, brother. Are you back in? Are you out in Phoenix area?
Yeah, I'm out in Phoenix, and it's hot. But I like.
Yeah, I was going to say it's hot.
Yeah, I think I told Sean, you know, last night the wife and I went out, and about 7 o'clock it was still, I think, 112, and that suits me fine. But I know it doesn't suit some people that way.
I love it. I love it. I'm looking forward. I'm heading back out to Phoenix October. Which weather's really nice out about October for the rest of the year too, but yeah, be out there speaking at the Arizona Citizens Defense League at the Sheraton in Phoenix. Looking forward to that, and I'm sure we'll hook up because I usually do the show from the Hyatt while I'm out there for a couple days, and maybe we can bring you out because we do the show outside under the desert sky.
Hey, you need to
let
me know.
Just
wonderful. I'll gladly roll down to that.
Oh, right there. I'm right there at that Hyatt Hyatt House in Scottsdale. Well, not too far from there, yeah. Yeah, just a few miles up the road. But that's where the AZCDL meeting is, and I'll be speaking at that. So I'm looking forward to getting together with you while I'm out there. We'll talk about that off air. But I will also be seeing you August 6th, right? You're out here Saturday, August 6th. I'll be emceeing the Georgia Carry event. You're going to be the keynote speaker.
That's exactly right. I can't wait. I look forward to meeting all those guys, too. Georgia Carry, what a phenomenal group. I mean, can't say enough about them.
They have done some amazing things and put themselves on the map, Jerry Henry and the rest of them, and have brought and restored gun rights back to the great state of Georgia, and are working not just in this state, AWR, but as you know, as most of these amazing grassroots organizations do, work with other states' grassroots organizations to help them along as well. And it all started with VCDL and everything else.
What groups like Georgia Carry do, and I'm just saying it to praise Georgia Carry, but what they do, they get so much power from the grassroots action, they let other states borrow it. They let other states borrow that power. And I love that. But Jerry is a phenomenal guy. I can't wait to be with you. That's all I'm going to say.
Going to be an awful lot of fun. And I've already told a lot of the members, you know, what they have. This is what they've got with AWR coming out because it's great. I know a lot of them listen to the program. So to be able to see in person and to bring this stuff to life is wonderful. All right. Let me get your opinion on this. We've not talked about this. I don't know what you're going to respond to me on here when it comes to the question I'm going to ask you about Ted Cruz. Here's what I said in a nutshell last week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I was extremely disappointed in Ted Cruz and what he pulled at the Republican National Convention. And I made the comment that Ted Cruz played politics with my Second Amendment rights because I'm viewing it now as the host of Armed American Radio, AWR, and he knows. He ran on it. He ran on the Second Amendment and how important this election was. He ran on it, and he played politics with my gun rights. What do you think about what Ted Cruz did?
Well, it's hard to say it any better than you did right there, but if I were to expound on it at all, I would say, and I'm still basically saying what you said, but I would say, look, what's at stake in this election is not next year or 4 years from now, but 40 years of Supreme Court rulings. And if you do not defeat Hillary Clinton, those 40 years are going to be 40 years of anti-gun rulings. And for that reason alone, whether you like Donald Trump's hair color, whether you like his kids, whether you like his business, whether you like the way he talks about how he's going to handle businesses that want to leave America, whether you like any of those things, if you do not support him, you are helping her. That's the bottom line. And what did Cruz do? He helped her because he refused to voice pointed vocal support for Donald Trump. And I know that's what you said, but I'm just saying if I expound on it and put in my own words, that's it.
Yeah, let me read you. Bob, let's go here. I've got some emails. I was going to put some of these off to the third hour, but I've got a couple of them that have come in. This one comes in from Charles Fawcett in Price, Utah. Good email. Just came in 57 minutes ago. It says, Mark, I love your show and listen to it on my computer every night. Only your Sunday show is carried locally. I agree with you on most things. Your open carry remarks about how look at me it often is for one, but I think you're missing the boat on the Ted Cruz, Donald Trump thing. Many of us out here in flyover country are sick and tired of our politicians having a spinectomy when they go to Washington. Whether you call it self-serving or what I consider standing up for his principles, at least Ted Cruz had the nerve not to bend with the prevailing wind and kiss Trump's ring. Had Trump said the things about your wife and father he said about Cruz's, most of us would have punched him in the face for it. Then to expect him to endorse such a man is unbelievable. Then Trump shows up at the moment Cruz is going to mention voting your conscience, and his handlers whip up the crowd into boos over the phrase, vote your conscience. I thought it was the Socialist Democrats who tried to silence dissent by yelling over someone's speech, and you see the brown shirt tactics that Cruz is against. If you believe Donald Trump will not bend and sway on everything that you, then you are being delusional. The man has no bedrock principles to guide him, and if faced with a Democrat Senate against his Supreme Court nominees, I fear he will give in and negotiate the demise of our Second Amendment rights. Ted Cruz has become the most hated man in Washington, not only for his grandstanding, but because he will not give in, continually reminds his fellow senators what they promised their constituents, then backs up his talk. He will and has already helped the down-ticket races try to win, but I don't blame him for refusing to endorse a person such as Trump. I admire him for it, Charles Fawcett. First of all, Charles, thanks for the email. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to bury you. Here's why. Your boy ain't on the ballot.
Right.
Ted right. Cruz no. lost. Go ahead, AWR.
No, you're right. I know you're going to say exactly what I would say. I mean, like you, I'm happy that Charles emailed, and I mean that. I have nothing derogatory to say about him. But we have to get our thinking right. Here's the deal. Standing for your principles isn't standing for your principles. If doing it means Hillary Clinton controls the Supreme Court, that's not standing for your principles. You have to think long term. We're not talking about a debate over an assault weapons ban, a debate over a high capacity magazine ban, a debate over universal background check. We're not talking about that. We're talking about Supreme Court rulings that say the Second Amendment does not defend an individual right to keep and bear arms. The only thing that stands between that ruling and where we are today, the only thing is Donald Trump. And he is the only one who can stop it. If you do not vote for Donald Trump, you give more votes, more power to Hillary Clinton. In Charles's email, he said, how do we know what might Trump do? It's scary to think of. That's the usual language. See, that's a guess. That's a guess at what Trump might do. You don't have to guess with Hillary. She has said what she's going to do. She is going to abolish the Second Amendment. The only way to stop that is to vote Trump. And the fact that Cruz didn't say that between he and I burned a bridge forever.
There you go. Charles, I hope you're paying attention to that. Man, I love you, brother, and I love the fact that you are engaged and that you are tuning in and that you are taking this serious enough to send me this email, man. I appreciate it very much. You have no idea how much it means to get an email from you. You can hate my guts, and I love, but you don't. I mean, you love the show, and I'm glad you wrote the email, but God, I've got to set you straight on this, Charles. Ted Cruz, as you just heard, is not on the ticket. You can't vote for him anymore. And you do know, see, AWR just nailed it. Regardless of what you want to say about Donald Trump, here's what you do know. You know that on day one, Hillary Clinton is coming after your freedoms. That's what you know. And you have an obligation and a responsibility to stop it. And I'm sorry that you don't like Donald Trump. Ted Cruz knew that when he stood up and grandstanded on Wednesday. He knew it. He ran his campaign on it. That's what he ran his primary campaign on.
Right.
And he played politics with that. AWR, we're getting ready to take a break, and I know when we come back, I want to continue that conversation, and I know you're getting ready to say something. You got 10 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, you just made the point. Two people are running. One is anti-gun, Hillary. One is not, Trump. It's an easy decision for me.
We come back from the break. I've got a couple more emails. I might put a couple of those off, I think. No, because no matter what the emails say, no matter what the writer says, it always comes right back down to that. That's the bottom line. And you don't have to like it. It just is what it is. As much as I hate to say that, that's the fact. You can't scratch it away. Man, you guys who send these emails, you cannot refuse to accept the situation. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins right after this.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber. No matter what you choose, you can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Thank you. The Vice President of the United States actually told women facing an attack to just empty their shotguns into the air. Honestly, have they lost their minds over at the White House? You keep your advice. We'll keep our guns.
Taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Ulster studios with you. How the heck are you? Having a great conversation with AWR Hawkins. Ted Cruz came up because we needed to talk about it because it happened. And I know a lot of you're passionate about it. You know, I originally endorsed Ted Cruz on this program. About a week later, I backed out of that because of some free speech issues that I felt that Ted Cruz should have supported Donald Trump on. And this was over some statements that he made that the left accused Donald Trump of making, which they claim incited violence. I think it was in Chicago, which couldn't have been further from the truth. It was garbage. These were pre-planned anarchist events, as they always are on the left. And they had nothing to do with anything Trump said. They were going to be there whether Trump said anything or not. And I felt Cruz should have done it. The First Amendment matters to me as much as the Second Amendment. They go hand in hand. As a result of that, that ticked off some people who like Ted Cruz. I understand that. Hey, that's what makes America great. This is my show. That was my endorsement, and I pulled it for that very reason. I have never officially endorsed anybody else on the program since. But you know who I'm voting for come November? Yeah, you do. I'm voting my guns. And by voting my guns, that means I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton. That means I'm voting for Donald Trump. And those of you who send the letters, the argument is no matter what you say, it's the same line in response. There's nothing you can say that's going to get you out of it as a Ted Cruz supporter. Ted Cruz lost. Ted Cruz got upset. Ted Cruz put himself above the nation. Look, if he didn't want his wife and his daughter being talked about, he shouldn't have gotten into politics, because guess what? That's what happened. You don't think the Trump kids are going to get attacked by the Democrat machine? It's coming all week. Prepare yourself. Politics is a full contact sport. Ted Cruz knows it. He plays full contact. You don't like it when he gets hit after he had the ball, though. I tell you, that burned me. And just as you heard AWR Hawkins said, I think he killed his career, as a matter of fact. So we'll leave it at that. I'll read some more emails in the next hour. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the show. Take that personally, man. I don't like my guns being played. People playing politics with my guns, particularly somebody like Ted Cruz, who knew what was at stake, AWR, and ran on it. That just gets me going.
Right. That's what bothered me. Ted Cruz, I'm going to say this, and if you're a Ted Cruz fan, this might help you. Ted Cruz is better than the Ted Cruz we saw at the RNC, and I mean that wholeheartedly. He is a better man than that. But he let the bitterness get to him. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no.
But
I think you're right on the money.
Man than that. He fought for the Second Amendment. He has fought for the Second Amendment, I should say. That's been a hallmark of his career. But he let bitterness get to him at a time when the only way, there's no other option. That's what people have to get in their head. The only way to defend the Second Amendment is to vote Trump. That's it.
That's right.
And Cruz forfeited the opportunity to push that.
That is what you just said, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, is the definition of Ted Cruz playing politics with our gun rights. And those of you, okay, we'll move on from that. You get the idea. And I'll read some more in the next hour with Jen Jakes from BearingArms.com, because in one of the emails, she was mentioned. So that'll be an awful lot of fun. Okay, AWR, let's go to some Breitbart News stuff. Tons of stuff, man. I don't even know where to start, so I'll just start at the top. New AP poll, Americans disapprove of Obama's handling of gun laws, believe owning a gun makes you safer. Well, of course we all know that, and the media never tells us that, but you put it in perspective for us at Breitbart.com with that headline. What did the AP find out?
Well, no, you're exactly right. AP did a poll, and the clear majority of Americans believe owning a gun makes you less likely to be a victim of crime, and that's phenomenal. They also believe and disapprove of, I should say they also disapprove of, Barack Obama's handling of gun laws. And the important thing to understand with those two facts, you have Americans disapprove of Obama's handling of gun laws. You have Americans believe owning a gun makes you safer. 61% of the people who responded to this poll don't have a gun in their household. Now think about that.
Hold on. We were playing Obama there. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Think about what I'm saying is you've got a majority of the people that responded to the poll don't even own a gun, yet a majority of them say owning a gun makes you safer and Obama's gun laws are bad. That's what the AP doesn't push. I'm not putting them down. They just simply released the poll. But that's the lesson from the poll. 61% of their respondents don't even own a gun or have a gun in the household. Yet they say Obama's gun laws are bad and guns keep us safer. We have to seize on that and run with it.
Well, we do. We do have to seize on it and run with it. Here's something that, and I love this. This is a hallmark of yours that I enjoy. After every column, when you read AWR's work over at Breitbart News at Breitbart.com, don't just be that headline surfer. Read it all the way down, and you will because it's captivating. But it's always that last line, AWR, where you throw in that AWR-ism, okay? The poll did not ask respondents if they favored a law to abolish gun-free zones, the most common location in which a high-profile attack with any kind of firearm occurs. That's right. Just classic AWR Hawkins, who puts the spin right there, puts it in, and twists it, because
right. And
that's the truth.
That is the spin. You know, that one, that is the spin. If AP was really worried about, let's ask questions about how Americans can be safer. If they were really worried about that, AP would have gone, Aurora Movie yeah. Theater, Sandy Hook Elementary, Fort Hood, 2009-2014, D.C. Navy Yard. Lafayette Theater shooting. I can keep going until our whole hour is over. They didn't even ask, what do all of these shootings have in common? It's not the type of gun. Many of those shootings, handguns were used. What they have in common is, in all of those places, people were barred from being armed to defend their own lives. They were sitting ducks. If you want to impress me and show me that you want to keep Americans safe, if that's what you want to do, get rid of gun-free zones.
Yeah, that's the media covering. And someone near and dear to both of our hearts, Alan Gottlieb, we were discussing this in the first hour of the program. I know you'll agree here. But the media, we are going to see at the DNC, a sans Debbie Wasserman Schultz, by the way. I love that. There's great news breaking over there. They want to turn the Republican convention into a zoo when, in fact, it's their own freak show, clown posse of a convention. That's the real show over here, okay? They can't. It's just amazing what's happening over at the DNC. But I'll digress for a second. It's just so much fun to talk about and to watch. I'm going to have to lose. I'm going to have to come back and talk about it when we come back because we're getting ready to take a break. So it's hard to see that stuff from the DNC and keep your head intact. When we come back, I want to ask AWR Hawkins about Munich. Not only about background checks and a PC wrote, Munich, background checks, gun bans, licensing requirements fail again, but why Obama isn't calling for gun control in Germany. We'll be back right after this with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, I'm one of the USCCA's 135,000 proud members, and like me, the USCCA believes that the right to defend your loved ones with a gun is our God-given freedom. And in honor of the 4th of July, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to purchase the gun and ammo of their choice. So what gun will you choose? Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, Kimber, no matter what you choose. You can get a really great gun and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five, which means you have five chances to win. Visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. Just think, you could get that gun you've always wanted, plus the ammo to break it in. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm going to give you some information on usccaonair.com when we come back from the next segment, or for the from the next break into the final segment of the program. So bear with me on that. Fun stuff going over there. Going on over there, as it always is. I'm talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. And AWR, before I get cranking on your next piece that I want to cover with you, I want to go back. I got to laughing about Debbie Wasserman Schultz with 30 seconds left before the break, and just the whole crazy thing that's happening in Philly. You know, you watch them all week go after the Republicans. You know, oh my gosh, this dark speech. Oh, it's all negative. It's all this. It's all this. It's what the media does. Meantime, over there, you know, they're busted with more email leaks. I mean, Hillary Clinton and emails, the whole thing following her around, the whole thing's a joke. So the clown posse event in Philadelphia is getting underway, and their own head of the DNC has been kicked out because, you know, it turns out Bernie Sanders was right. Imagine that. And what I was going to mention, AWR, before I got sidetracked and started laughing, was that I was speaking with Alan Gottlieb about it and how the media is going to cover for and protect the Democrats. Not only about this that I just talked about, but also their anti-gun agenda as this thing gets kicked off. And you hear in Cleveland, you hear speaker after speaker after speaker defending the Second Amendment. And in Philadelphia, we're going to hear speaker after speaker after speaker claim to defend the Second Amendment as they talk about providing us with more gun safety and gun control and infringe on our rights under the guise of protecting it, right?
You're exactly right. The Democrat convention will be marked. I mean, this goes back to really the email with Charles. The two conventions teach you all you need to know about who you're going to vote for. The Democrat convention will be marked by a pursuit of letting crime victims sue gun manufacturers, gun sellers, a pursuit of universal background checks, which they have in Germany and in France and in California. And if you're paying attention, you remember Santa Barbara, California. You remember the November 13th attack that took 130 lives in Paris. And you remember the Munich attack a couple of days ago that took 9 lives. So you understand that universal background checks don't do anything. But these are the things they're going to push. People paying attention will remember that the gunman in Orlando passed a background check before he acquired the guns he used to kill 49 people. Background checks are no hindrance to a latent criminal. But this is what they will push. Whereas Donald Trump is on record saying, look, I don't support an expansion of background checks because background checks don't work. He's on record saying the very term assault weapons is a Democrat construct. It's a way that it's a term they use to scare people into supporting gun control. He's on record saying that high-capacity magazine bans don't do jack squat to reduce crime, but what they do is put law-abiding citizens at a disadvantage. He's on record for all of these things. He's on record saying teachers ought to be able to have a gun to defend themselves. These things are easily found. He's on record for all these things. The contrast couldn't be greater. DNC, pro-gun control. RNC, pro-Second Amendment. You've got to make your pick.
It's stark contrast. It's right there. It's evident. You know, it's interesting. I'll go back to Charles on that email on the Ted Cruz thing, too, because of what you just said. He's on record saying these things. What Charles and the rest of the people who are attacking me for what they see and perceive as my attack on Ted Cruz are not saying what you just said about Hillary and Ted and Donald Trump. They're coming after you for Cruz because they like Ted Cruz, and I understand that. But none of them are saying about Hillary Clinton and what they know. None of them are pointing to that, and that I find that fascinating. So let's go.
I'm going to say this because I think it may be instructive. Maybe it's not, but I'm just going to say it. When the race began so many months ago, a year ago, I wanted Scott Walker to win. That's what I wanted. Guess what? He was one of the first guys out. Now, did I get sour and say, that's it? No Scott Walker. I'm not voting RNC. I'm not voting Republican. No. So then I switched and I said, you know what? Then I hope Cruz or Trump wins. And it was basically in my mind, let the best man win. And well, the people very clearly, I mean, by record-setting margins, pick Trump. So I've interviewed Cruz. We've talked man to man. I mean, I've interviewed him. I know his substance is real. But guess what? The people picked Donald Trump. So what That's I have right. to do, then I go, okay, Trump is the winner. He's the man we got to push across the finish line. We all have to think that way. Phil Robertson said that on Hannity on Thursday night. Phil Robertson said, look, if you were a candidate for the Republican nomination and you didn't win it, it's time to get it together and support the one who did. And that's it. It's no bigger than that. It's no more profound than that. It is about beating Hillary, who is anti-gun. The only way to beat her is to support the Republican candidate. It doesn't get any simpler, any plainer than that.
No, right on the money. And you're going to hear that theme. We're going to drill that down to you right up until November 8th. And you're going to hear it coming from me. You're going to hear it coming from most of my guests. And you're going to hear it coming from AWR probably week after week after week. All right, let's go to lots. We're going to have this is just a taste of what's going to come in the next hour, by the way, because we're going to stay on that subject a little bit. I've got some more emails to read because they're fun to read. And I thank you. If you want to jump in on the conversation, and many of you are right now, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I won't be able to get to all of them, but I'll read as many as I can during the break, and I'll bring you the ones that I think you'll find both entertaining, amusing, and educational. It all goes hand in hand. All right, Munich. What happened in Germany, AWR, I thought was when I was watching it break. I was actually on the daytime show when this was breaking, and we were going through the whole you know, three gunmen. They're searching for everything. All the trains are shut down. They cop. You know, it's chaos. People don't understand yet what's happening. They hear multiple gunshots ringing out. It sounds like more than one person. People are seen running and so forth. So we understand that happens in the chaos of this type of coverage. But what I found fascinating was I picked it up instantly from every different feed AWR that I saw. They're so quick overseas when it's an attack on foreign soil. It's terrorism immediately. The U.S. media calls it what it is, or they at least discuss it. They don't say mass shooting. Over here, even when it's found out to be a terrorist attack, it's still couched as a mass shooting so that they can continue to use it and exploit it to come after our guns. And the Democrats did that. I don't have time to go through all of the ones that they just, that this is the way they handle this coverage and exploit this quote-unquote opportunity that they have to exploit what they can for their own political game. Then Barack Obama steps up and does what? He proves me absolutely right when he says, oh, we stand with the German people, our hearts and prayers and thoughts and all that garbage he throws out. And he doesn't call for gun control or more gun control in Germany, which is exactly what he would have done if that attack had occurred in Germany, New York. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're 100% right. Here's the other thing, too, though, that listeners need to understand. Germany has every gun control that the Democrats push. Germany has every gun control that Gabby Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, push. Every gun control that Bloomberg and Shannon Watts push. And I could keep going. That Senator Joe Manchin pushes. They have them all. They don't just have them. They have them times 10. You don't just pass a background check. You pass a background check that includes a criminal and a mental record search and a drug addiction search. And it also looks at family history. Is there domestic violence in your family? If there's domestic violence in your family, even if it's not even you, you can't own a gun in Germany. We can keep going and keep going and keep going. The restrictive nature of gun control there is unbelievable. And guess what? Didn't mean anything on Friday, because an evil person, when determined to attack, will always get the tool they need to carry out that attack. That never changes. All gun control does is it makes the vulnerable more vulnerable, never less so.
All right, when we come back, we're going to continue with AWR Hawkins, some amazing stuff. Want to hit on Tim Kaine coming up next. The title of the piece from Breitbart that we're going to go over with AWR that he penned is Tim Kaine, banned 15-round clips, hold gun dealers liable for misuse of firearms. Be back right after this with the great AWR Hawkins.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Would you really rather see a U.S. where 330 million people are all carrying a Glock on their hip?
We don't want to be Canada. We don't want to be Great Britain. We want to be the United States. You're not going to take our guns away, Canadian.
This is Armed American Radio
with Mark Walters.
When you try to take someone's right to their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly.
Now, back to Mark.
Sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, check out USCCAOnAir.com. There's a video series up right now, and I know the website has not yet updated with the second video yet, but that will be coming this week. I'm almost positive of that. I'll make sure to double check on that for you. Tomorrow we'll talk about it on the Daily Defense Show, because it's still showing the broadcast of the, or information about the broadcast anyway, from July 20th, or the live training broadcast. But that doesn't change the fact that the training videos are up there. They're free for you. These things are great, put together by a professional team. And the one that's up there now, before we move into video number 2, is learning the one critical mistake to avoid when lives are on the line and your adrenaline is through the roof. You get to see what happens when a responsible gun owner is challenged to put her deadly force decision-making skills to the test. And it's great stuff. You will learn from it. USCCAOnAir.com. And if you're interested in everything else about USCCA, it's all on the page for you. But the video series, the 4 of them, are free for you. So make sure to head over there and check it out, USCCAOnAir.com. AWR Hawkins with our final segment. Oh, boy. Let's pivot over to Tim Kaine. Here's one thing that I want to mention to you. You wrote about it, but I want to throw this at you. The Brady campaign has given Tim Kaine a 100. It's their highest rating. The NRA has given them an F rating. So forget what the NRA gave him. The mere fact that the Brady campaign gave him a 100 tells us what?
Well, it tells you everything you need to know. Basically, it makes the point that we've been making as far as the comparison between the Democrats and the Republicans. I mean, you're going to get, with Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton, a gun control ticket that's not, it's not just gun control. And I know that sounds redundant, but both Tim Kaine and Hillary Clinton support holding licensed gun sellers liable for guns that are sold to people who pass background checks. Now, I didn't misspeak. I'm going to say it again. They right. want to hold licensed gun sellers liable for people who buy guns After passing an FBI background check, Kane seized on this after Vester Flanagan killed the Virginia reporter on air in August 2015. He pushed 2 weeks after that attack, he pushed a bill that would do what I just said. It would make, if I'm an FFL, federal firearm license holder, if I sell a gun to someone, they pass a background check, that means the FBI signs off. If they then misuse that weapon, I'm liable.
Let's put that in perspective. I think people need to understand what we're talking about here, because there are people listening, hearing gun, AWR, and not understanding because they don't like guns, right? Let's put this in perspective. That's like saying, and we use the car analogy all the time, that, you know, your neighbor goes to the Ford dealership down the road from your house and buys a new Ford Taurus and comes driving through the neighborhood all proud. 2 months later, that car is stolen.
Right.
Let's just say it's not even stolen. Let's say your neighbor goes out and gets schlockered and kills somebody on his way home.
Right. So Ford's
holding
liable.
That's
how, if we were logical, that's how we would apply it. You're exactly right. If it were a Toyota would be liable. If it were a Chevy would be liable. That's exactly what they're saying. We sell a gun. The buyer goes through a background check. The FBI says Joe Smith he has no criminal record. He can buy this gun. So the FBI approves. Joe Smith buys that gun. 2 weeks later, he kills somebody with it in cold blood. So the argument from Kane is that means that gun dealer is liable. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't hate to do it. I'm just going to be honest. This is where Bernie Sanders was right. It's the only point I heard him right on in this whole campaign. Bernie Sanders, because that's the same argument that Hillary Clinton makes. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders says that type of gun control does one thing. It ends gun manufacturing in America because it will bankrupt them so fast. It's unbelievable. And that's what you have to understand. Kane and Hillary support that. And again, I go back to Charles, and I'm not picking on Charles. He's just the example we used. I hope Charles continues to email, continues to interact, but we have to understand, if we don't vote for Trump, we're voting for this nonsense that you and I are talking about right now, out of Kane and out of Hillary.
And we have to keep going back to those emails. We do, because a lot of people think that way, and there's nothing wrong. Listen, we're just trying to expand on what they said. I understand their position, their principled position. I get that. Believe me, we're past that right now. As much as, you know, and I don't hate to tell you that, we are past it. Your crap is on the line here, pal. This is Mortal Kombat.
Right.
There's only one way for you to fight to win. The enemy's going to kick, scratch, claw your eyeballs out, and then when they've got you on the ground, they're going to grab you by you know what, and they're going to try to crush your skull. And you better be willing to fight like that, or they're going to win. All right? Here's what Kane said. And you have this in the piece, and the piece is titled. You got to go read this stuff. Tim Kaine, banned 15-round clips, hold gun dealers liable for misuse of firearms. Now, this was out. This is your piece on the 22nd, just a couple days ago. And Kaine said this. Here's the thing. I have voted for it, meaning the assault weapons ban, and I would likely vote for it again. But here's the practical problem I think you're aware of. As soon as you define what an assault weapon is, that you can't sell a weapon, and here's how to describe it, gun manufacturers just make one adjustment or two, and they say, see, this isn't subject to the limitation. What Tim Kaine is saying, AWR, if I read this correctly, is I'm going to vote for it again, and then, by God, we're going to find a way to keep the gun manufacturers from doing that, because we want, which just simply proves our point that this is about banning everything they can get their hands on.
Oh, you're exactly right. You know, and I'll give you an example. This week on the 20th, the Massachusetts Attorney General unilaterally expanded the assault weapons ban in Massachusetts.
Right.
She issued a directive on the morning of the 20th and said, tonight, by tonight, that's it. It's over. No more assault weapons of any kind, period. And her argument was that it was very similar to Kane. She said, look, we ban things based on cosmetic features. So the gun industry removed those cosmetic features to circumvent. What she, instead of backing up and going, you know what, our ban is no good because it's based on cosmetic features. Instead of doing that, she is doing what you're saying. She's hedging her bet, going for an all-out gun ban. That's exactly what Cain wants to do. That's exactly what Hillary wants to do. And they pick on assault weapons for this reason. Rifles, more fists and hands and feet kill people every year than rifles of any kind, of any kind. That's not my opinion. It's not your opinion. That's FBI stats. Hands, fists, and feet kill more people than rifles of any kind. So if they can be successful in banning rifles, then it's going to be an easy move to ban the types of guns that are usually used in crime, and that would be handguns. It is a slippery slope that they know about, and they want to be on it, but the only way in is to pick the less used weapons. If they can be successful there, getting rid of the most used weapons is no problem.
Unbelievable stuff. AWR Hawkins, thank you, sir, for everything that you do. Breitbart.com, at AWR Hawkins, at Twitter. You can find him on Facebook, at AWR Hawkins. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and introducing you on the stage in front of 1,000 freedom-loving Americans here in the Atlanta area on August 6th for the Georgia Carry Convention. If you want to go, you can check out all that information at georgiacarry.org. By the way, 2,269 shootings in Chicago already, today's date. From the first of the year, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you next hour with Jen Jakes from BearingArms.com.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, just go online and visit ArmedAmericanRadio.com.
That's ArmedAmericanRadio.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.